What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 23rd of July. Hope you're well. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. My name's Wayne and I'm a one-take wonder. That's what this podcast is about me fucking up all the way through and picking stories out that I find amusing. You probably think, well, that's a load of shit. I'm not really interested in listening to that, and turn me off and move on to another podcast. Some of you, though, might stick around. I just might be your cup of tea. Anyway, but if you are into whatever I'm about to say, they're also on YouTube, on video, under the same name, The Good, The Bad and The Stupid, and also GBS News for the mini videos. Anyway, let's get straight on to... Oh, before we start, I want to make an apology to Alice Cooper. Not that he's ever going to listen to this podcast and he gives a shit about what I think about anything. But I was saying, why is he making chocolate milk last week? What's he playing at? Making chocolate milk. He's minted. He's a millionaire. Why has he got to make chocolate milk to make more money? That's what I was saying. But it turns out he was putting his name to the chocolate milk to make a lot of money to... I thought it wasn't recording then. It was putting his name to the chocolate milk to get raise funds for people to have arts and classes and stuff like that, for poorer people and stuff like that, to have access to arts and things like that and to learn instruments and whatever. So I do apologise, because I said I thought he was just doing it for his own gratification. I was wrong, so I'm afraid, Alice Cooper, I owe you an apology. And I might even taste, I might have to buy some of your chocolate milk now just to support the cause. Anyway, locals at a UFO hotspot are utterly baffled at claims a cow calf, of course, it's a farm. It could have been a whale calf. What else has calves? Horses? Do they have calves? Horse calf. Anyway, that's a foal. Come on, keep up. Anyway, also, the calf's been abducted and killed by aliens. Why would they bring it back? It's been dropped down. They said the injuries can't be fitting of anything on the ground, as if it's been dropped from a height. Possible, but why would they bring it back? They could just throw it out anywhere, couldn't they? Not back right on the same farm if it's dead. You know, you think they'd have some, like... fly tip it somewhere else, in somebody else's farm. Then it would be obvious if it landed, you know, if it was up a tree. A tree that there's no way a calf could have got up, and it was right at the top. That would make me think it's been dropped out of UFO. Not that it's been fucking, it's dead on the floor and in its own field. But it is unexplained. And, you know, we're getting the farmers are getting all upset about the calf being killed. But the calf's going to get killed one way or the other by you fucker. Or by the UFO, so at least he had a bit of excitement on his last moments. He probably had a lot more fun up in the UFO than he did fucking sitting in a veal crate, or going through the fucking slaughterhouse, being prodded in the arse to be pushed through the slaughterhouse. No fucking thank you. So I say he's gone out in style and he's enjoyed himself. He probably might have even escaped. He might have jumped out the hole. I don't know if he escaped. He probably just said, you know what, thanks lads, just, you can drop me back down now, I've had a great time, moo, I've had a great time, drop me back down in my field, and I'm just going to die. I think I've had the best, I'm like, it ain't going to get any better than this, because I'm going to be dead in a year, anyway, so he's met the aliens, anyway, like I will, one of these days, sometime soon. Hello, hello, favourites, hello, hello, if you're not from this country, i.e. England, where I am, if you've not watched Hello, Hello, it's one of the funniest programmes you're ever going to watch. Hello, Hello. It's about the World War II. But anyway, the lady in it, Renee, the Randy barman, the lady was, she created her own catchphrases. When she used to go, oh, Renee. I can't do it. I'm not very good at, impressions. Oh, Renee. That was it. Oh, Renee. She was always like flirting with him, but he had a wife, didn't he? But she was like a saucy devil, and he was right. He was bang into her. But all the characters in that, the best character in it was the Frenchman, the English spy. He was dressed up as a Frenchman, a French policeman, and he couldn't speak the language, and he used to just come out with some really funny lines. Anyway, yeah. So there you go. I didn't know that. Shame half of them are dead now. Of course, because it's from the 1980s. That's the weird thing about when you watch programmes from like so far ago. I was watching a clip of Stir Crazy earlier today, and Grossberger, when he's singing the song about Birmingham Jail, Birmingham, Alabama. I'm from Birmingham, England. He was singing about Birmingham, Alabama, but we both share the same love of the name Birmingham. But it's anyway, they're all dead. The three that was in the cell, apart from the one guy, the gay guy, I don't know if he's still alive, but Grossberger, Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, they're all up singing, you know, Birmingham Jail up in heaven or in hell, wherever the party is, I'm sure. Richard Pryor's only going to go where the party is. But Grossberger, that was funny. I was trying to remember his name a while ago. He was a fucking great character. He's also in Wanderers, The Wanderers. If you haven't seen The Wanderers, what are you playing at? It's one of the best fucking films that there's ever been made. Also, The Warriors. Everyone confuses The Warriors and The Wanderers. The Warriors is obviously brilliant, but The Wanderers, fucking amazing. Munching on plant proteins, including beans, lentils and nuts, can help us cut the risk of dying. Good, because I do that quite a lot. I'm up on my my beans, lentils and nuts, and I don't eat meat no more. So I'm up on my... That's, you got to have that for the protein and stuff, but it's amazing. There's so much... I tell you what, there's so much food that you don't need meat for. It's just, you just don't fucking need it. I don't miss it in the slightest. And therefore, that cow, or these little baby cows, are not dying on my behalf. I'm getting all righteous now. But anyway, if anybody wants, who is still eating meat, and you want some healthy advice, eating chocolate at least once a week can keep your blood vessels healthy and cuts the risk of heart disease. So all you people, what about if you eat it twice? That's once a week. What about if you eat it twice a week and three times a week? I reckon if you eat it every single day, it's going to make you as healthy as you could ever be. Well, they're just saying once a week. Who's going to eat chocolate just once a week? That's fucking impossible. You've got to eat it every day. In some form, you've got to eat sweets or some kind of something to crave your cravings, isn't it? It's either a full pack of biscuits or it's a whole big bar of chocolate. No Cadbury's cream eggs, especially. I wouldn't be buying any black market Cadbury's cream eggs anymore after reading a story in the Sunday Sport about a bloke who was counting how many Cadbury cream eggs he could get up his backside, and he beat his record. That was his Easter, Guinness Book of Record. He was going for. He was trying to break the record and go for one extra cream egg. I think he'd nicked them as well. Alexa is getting used as hot under the collar during lonely lockdown. What? 1 in 7 men are getting turned on by Alexa's voice. That is fucking... You are pulling a... You got the TV, you got the fucking internet, you can put all the porn you want in the world, but they're getting turned on by Alexa and having a chat with Alexa. And like, end of the talk, I heard somebody else the other day trying to get them to make a shopping list for them. Fucking crazy. I can't... That Alexa thing pisses me off as far as I can't fucking stand it. I can't stand being in somebody's house when somebody shouts, put an Alexa, put a song on. Somebody else, halfway through the song, will shout, Alexa, put this song on. Somebody else will shout, turn that off, put this song on. It's a fucking shit fight, and Alexa doesn't know what she's doing. She fucks it up every time, and she's just getting bullied by all these different people shouting at her. I don't like it. But I went to a parcel today. I delivered a parcel, and I used the in-post drop-off. And I've got to admit, it's a guy, so I was going to say he had a sexy voice then, but he's got a charm about him, the voice on the screen. Because you go over there and you scan your parcel and you put the, and he goes, oh, hello there, have you had your breakfast yet? And all this kind of stuff. And then you do the parcel, when you finish, he goes, oh, that was so good. That was so good. Shall we do it again? Now, if that ain't like a saucy line, you know what I mean? He's like, he's got me thinking, shall I do it again? Would I do it again with him? But I haven't got another parcel, so I'll have to, I'll have a rain check till tomorrow, mate. But, you know, he got me thinking when I walked away. Anyway, a bloke was wowed when he looked up in the sky, and he saw a face staring down at him, and it's a cloud. And if there's a face, I mean, it looks like a cloud to me, but if there is a face, it's staring down at him from the Milky Way. He thought it was a sign. Well, if it is a sign, it's a sign from fucking Touche Turtle, because it just looks like a turtle's head. It doesn't look like a bloke. Or it could be E.T. But it don't look like, you know, a god or anything like that, unless we've got a god that is a turtle or a god that is an E.T. So there you go. Maybe the god is... maybe the god is like a tortoise that is, you know, people say that we're all reptilian, you know, aliens underneath. Like sorry, what was that film, Program V, when they're all reptiles and everything like that, all the aliens, and they come down and look like us. Maybe he's the god of the aliens. The reptilians, it could be a sign that they're coming. Keep your eyes peeled. Speaking of that, there was a tortoise. Where's the tortoise one gone? A runaway tortoise has been found after it wandered into a police station, handed himself in. Right, it's a fair cop. I'm tired of being on the run. I need food and lettuce. I need lettuce and water. Just take me in. I'm not going to. Just take me back to. How the fucking found the owners again? Must have been from a Twitter thing, was it? They lost it and they made a Twitter appeal. And they found the tortoise's way back. He's one lucky tortoise, but he's clever because he went to the police station. You know, he probably went in there and if he said, if you don't take me in, I'm just going to fucking start smashing things and then you're going to have to arrest me and then you're going to have to give me a little tortoise cell and then you're going to have to feed me. So what's it going to be? And I want my phone call. I want to call my owner. And if you don't give me a phone call, I'm going to have to just speak to my Lord, my God, and he's going to come through the clouds, show his face, and he's going to start sending all the reptilian alien brothers down here, and then we're going to fuck you up, you little earthling policeman piece of shit. Could go that way. Anyway, he's safe and well. Having a curry can really spice up your sex life. Well, if you're having the sex that day, the next day or the next morning, it depends on how spicy the curry was and how you know. How funky you feel in the morning, how funky your stomach feels in the morning, because I've had some terrible curries, but I am the curry. I'm a curry guru. I love it. I could eat it every day. I really could. I just don't to make me really, really want it when I do eat it. But I could eat curry all day long. All day long. But if I went to India, I'm going to have to go to India. I'm going to have to go to India just to eat curry all day long. I could do it anywhere, but I could do it. It's cheaper there, isn't it? You could have it for... And there's so much... When you're in England... You've got the menu is like standard. Most restaurants that you go in, it's fucking standard, and that gets a bit boring because, you know, although I always order chicken madras anyway, I do like the menu to be different. But it's always the same. It's like the fucking photocopied the same fucking list off everybody. There's a lot of different ones as well, but that's standard. But if you go to India, half the things you'll eat, you won't have heard of anything that's on the menu. You won't see any of the things that you used to on the menu. In fact, predominantly, there's got a huge, huge amount of vegetarian dishes, ain't they? So that'd be right up my vegetarian street. Oh, yes. A dad opened a jar of Marmite. This is from The Sun. Remember yesterday, The Sun with a smiling Yorkshire pudding. Well, this one, a dad opened a jar of Marmite and found the spread had made a smiley face on the inside of the yellow lid. And that has made it to prime time in The Sun. And he's opened it up and it's just a few dabs of Marmite that looks worse as a face than that fucking tortoise in the sky. So, and that has made it into the paper. And they pay for that shit as well. And it doesn't even look like... It looks a little bit like a smiley face, but they could have just painted that on there and gone, you know what, I'm going to con The Sun out of 50 quid. Because they're dumb fuckers and they'll pay you for that shit. So if you got, maybe you could, you know, here's a good one. When you had your curry and you fucking go to the toilet the next day, just see if you can spray a fucking smiley face on the back of your toilet and send it into The Sun. That'll make front page news, that will, because all the front page is always full of shit in The Sun. Bum, bum. Right, I think I'm going to do one more, if I can find one. ABBA is making a new song after 39 years after they split up. The supergroup are to release 5 new songs in 2021. Why? They're 74, 75, 70 and whatever else. But why not? But fucking hell, he's waited all that time and you come out bang with 5 more. You should have just kept going all the way. What have you been doing for 39 years? Enjoying your money? enjoying our money that we bought your records with, and then you fuck off and don't come back. Leave us crying into our fucking ABBA records, our ABBA collections. Not me, that was just before my time, but still, good that they come back, because why not? You fucking, when you're up there, you got to fucking milk it and enjoy yourself. Why go off into the limelight? And there were two couples, weren't they? There were two couples. Are they still together as couples? That'd be good to know. I should have read the story, but I can't be bothered. Anyway, so ABBA's coming back if you want to get your ABBA shoes on. We used to go to a thing, and I got to admit, I didn't like it, but we used to go to a night, because you'd go there and it'd be random nights on. You wouldn't know what was on. So one week it'd be 70s, the next week it'd be funk, the next week it'd be an ABBA night. And I always landed on the fucking ABBA night, and I didn't like it because I like some of their songs, but I don't want to listen to it for 5 fucking hours. All night long. I want to listen to a bit of fucking variation. So anyway, that's my take on it, and hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.